Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. So before we begin the show, I wanted to take a quick moment to remind everybody to check out PatriotSwitch.com. Click the link in the description and begin your journey making the switch to purchasing your personal and household products from a patriotic company who shares your value system and doesn't funnel your money directly into evil operations that are designed to destroy us. This company is backed by the Better Business Bureau and has a retention rate of well over 90% for a reason. Once folks make the switch, they discover the quality and customer service and overall perks are far too incredible to walk away from. And a vast majority of folks never set foot inside Walmart or Target again to purchase the items that they need in order to keep their lives going and to support their families. So if you make the switch, you can rest assured that your hard-earned money is going to people and causes that are aligned with our overall mission to defeat the cabal and remove their economic stranglehold along with their illusion of choice, which is nothing more than a mirage inside this matrix. Make the switch today, folks. Don't wait. Now is the time we need to band together and make history, because if we do nothing, then we continue tacitly agreeing to our money being used for nefarious purposes. So really, the choice is yours. Would you rather purchase items that you need from patriots or from demons? I think the answer is quite clear for everybody in this audience. This is a no-brainer, folks. I made the switch and I couldn't be happier. And as I said, I only come out and support something that I personally use and believe in. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is September 14th, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight, I'm going to provide a situation update, and I'm going to give you my take on the latest developments. And more specifically, I wanted to give folks an overview of where we are right now in the timeline of this pantomime. And I'm going to start out tonight by discussing how the Queen's death factors into the events that are soon to unfold around the world. Now, we've been discussing the announcement of the death of the Queen for some time now. And really, I wanted to examine in more detail how this development plays in to the overall script. Honestly, the significance of this marker really can't be overstated, because what it represents is the beginning of the dissolution of the monarchy and the end of England's control over 14 different countries, all of which are controlled by the crown and will be transitioning into independent republics. This includes New Zealand, Australia, and Canada. So what this means is that all of the nations controlled by the British will stop funneling trillions of their GDP to the crown and then on to the Vatican. Stormwriter actually posted about this saying, quote, "With the Vatican in fear of losing its assets and control throughout the world, they have asked State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock to return assets back to the Vatican Bank as the Western world fiat collapse continues," end quote. So it's clear to see that this collapse is imminent, and not just economically, especially with all the information resurfacing about Charles's connection to Jimmy Savile. And I happen to believe that he was maneuvered into position as king to be the final domino which will collapse the British Empire. And in terms of 5D chess, once the queen has been removed, the king is left defenseless. So if you apply that metaphor to these current circumstances, it's quite clear to see just how vulnerable he is now that the figurehead of the queen has been publicly removed. And it's also clear that the White Hats have been delaying this announcement until they were prepared for the public takedown of the cabal. That's also key to understand. We are now in the takedown phase. And while it may not happen overnight, we certainly know that the freight train of justice is moving in this direction. Now, we all know that Charles had a very close relationship with Jimmy Savile, which came out years ago. But now it's getting a reboot because he's in the spotlight as king. And it's also worth noting that Prince Andrew has played a massive role in downgrading the image of the royal family due to his connection with none other than Jeffrey Epstein, who I'll be discussing in a different context a little bit later in the show. But we know that Andrew isn't just the black sheep of an otherwise respectable family, as the media would have us believe. In fact, there's been an ongoing white hat campaign behind the scenes, due to their infiltration of the mainstream media, to disclose the truth and thereby discredit the false perception of the royals as benevolent figureheads who lack any political power, because a lot of people still believe that. And of course, we've learned that the real power structure behind the scenes is nothing like what's presented to the public. So while the royal family are subservient to the Vatican and the City of London, the notion that they're just figureheads of a cultural desire for a monarch without any real influence on policy is just patently false. They have been in total control of political leaders for centuries, not just within the UK, but worldwide. So when the monarchy is taken down, and it will be, this will represent not just the end of an era, but the end of their control of the Western world. So as the entire world is waking up, people are coming to the realization that these individuals are not what they appear to be on the surface. And I do believe that because the Queen was so loved by the public, and because she reigned for over 50 years, she functioned as a shield protecting this illusion. And as I said recently, Trump, for much of his life, had a very favorable view of the Queen, presumably until he was invited to run for president by the Q team and subsequently discovered the truth about her. Not only that she's not fully human, but also that she was the center of a worldwide trafficking and adrenochrome criminal syndicate. So when he went on his world tour as president, Trump very much wanted her to capitulate and for her to die with her legacy intact in order to maintain optics. And that's the thing you got to remember about optics. They're not just for us, they're also for the enemy. And in Trump's case, perhaps it's because he understood that Charles would be an easier player to take down publicly. And it's not just about taking down the royal family, but rather destroying the entire idea of a monarchy reigning over sovereign, free people. It's not hard to imagine the White Hats planning this aspect of the war and deciding how to create a consensus amongst the British people, particularly, that the time has come to dissolve the monarchy. And I'm certain that they realized exposure of the Queen would be far more difficult to process for the public than exposure of the rest of the family, who've already been in the spotlight intermittently due to their nefarious activities. But up until this point, the Queen's reputation, along with the mainstream media, have been able to steer public consciousness away from their evil. And this is why so much has leaked out about these individuals. It's why Netflix did a documentary about Jimmy Savile, revealing what a monster he was. And we've already seen the type of scum that quote-unquote King Charles really is. Literally hissing like a snake at his servants for having the audacity to not move objects off of his desk before he sat down to sign documents. I shared a video on Telegram just the other day. And so you watch that, and then you compare that to Trump, who has the reputation for going out of his way to show respect for those who serve, and especially for those who protect him, like the Marine whose hat kept flying off. And Trump refused to get on Marine One until that Marine had his hat returned to him. That's what a real leader does. A real leader respects and honors his people. And you can always judge a person's character by how they treat those beneath them. For decades now, the royal family has had the MSM running interference to maintain this public perception that they're somehow good people, because they've always acknowledged the necessity of preserving their image, particularly because of what they're involved in behind the scenes. It's the same reason Charles appealed to Jimmy Savile for help in bolstering the image of the royal family. It wasn't because he thought Jimmy Savile was such an upstanding guy with a flawless reputation for charitable deeds, as the MSM would have you believe. The fact of the matter is that Jimmy Savile had a long history as a cold-blooded, predatorial pedophile, and he used his political connections to derail any investigations before they got off the ground. And this was documented very well, long before Netflix did a production exposing it on a wider scale. So the notion that someone like Charles didn't know about Jimmy Savile and that he was duped along with the rest of the public is just laughable on its face. Clearly, an individual in his position would have access to this type of information. He sought out Jimmy Savile because he had been so successful in avoiding justice for his crimes. And somehow he managed to maintain his public image despite all of the evidence and all of the allegations against him. That's the real reason that Charles befriended him and sought his advice. He wrote him all these letters because they're part of the same sick cult. And he saw Savile as someone he could learn from, someone who could teach him how to protect their image. And we know very well why they needed protection. Even when the Queen was still alive, this was a major priority for Charles. But now that she's gone, officially, the royals are in real trouble. And this information resurfacing about their connection to known pedophiles like Epstein and Savile is no accident. So in the coming days, we're going to see much more information surfacing about the royals. Mark my words. This is all part of the plan. After the big funeral and all the pomp and circumstance, the world is going to learn the truth about these Transylvanian bloodline reptilian families. And once the truth fully comes out, kings and queens are going to become a relic of our dark past. Where we're going, we don't need royalty, because we're soon going to find out that as the children of Adam, we are royalty, genetic royalty. So in order to prepare the public to accept these truths, as I've been saying all along, we need a near-death experience. Because it's the only way to break the MK-Ultra conditioning induced over so many decades of MSM programming by the subconscious trauma of constant wholesale deception, along with the attack vector of silent weapons complementing their evil plot to destroy us. I can't forget that. So the reversal of this programming requires the trauma of facing the truth and the subsequent healing process, hence the necessity of a near-death experience. In order to initiate the process of reversing the brainwashing, the world needs to witness traumatic events that they never thought were even possible in order for their minds to accept the truth and reverse the conditioning. We need a dramatic event that brings us to the precipice of destruction. Even though it's terrifying, even though it's scary, even though none of us really want to go there, we need that event to shake off the apathy, to shake all the arrogance and the ignorance out of the population, because the cabal invested nearly all of their resources to instill this mindset into the world. They've understood for thousands of years the power of human consciousness to shape reality, which is exactly why they forced us into this matrix, to lead us to our demise. And they've herded the public by controlling how people think. They understand that that really is the true key to power. And therefore, it stands to reason that disclosure within the status quo of this existing paradigm isn't going to work for a vast majority of the world population. The indoctrination is just too deep, because folks all over the world have built the foundation of their lives on the deception of this illusion. In other words, you can't effectively communicate to folks trapped inside the illusion. First, you have to shatter the illusion. And in that trauma, you can then begin to reverse the programming forced on all of us by the enemy. But the shattering of the illusion, even though it'll ultimately set people free, will be a deeply traumatic experience, which is why God activated all of us and prepared us for this moment to come to the aid of our fellows in their most desperate hour of need. That's why we're here. We were born for this. And so no doubt when we look back on history, it'll be the big event that is identified as a turning point in public consciousness. And once the veil is lifted and our ascension is complete, the enemy will never again be able to use their dark magic, because at that point, we will have transcended their ability to deceive us. And so on the topic of the big event, I wanted to highlight certain aspects of where we are right now and all of these different storm clouds that are currently forming and converging together. Now, it appears that the deep state is committed to continuing this narrative that Trump incited the false flag riot at the Capitol on January 6th, despite the fact that the American people, and indeed the entire world, know that this was a setup that directly involved the FBI. And I'm going to be talking about the three-letter agencies in a little bit more detail later. But in this final act of the pantomime, they're going to use this narrative and move to shut down the entire Republican Party and the entire Patriot movement based on this lie surrounding January 6th, and they're going to use it as justification for the coming indictments and the coming arrests. You know that they're coming, folks. And I can assure you that there is going to be a massive attempt to silence alternative media as this tidal wave of D-class finally approaches the shore of public consciousness. Now, obviously, this isn't going to work, and it isn't intended to. You got to keep in mind that this is all a scripted movie intended to put us through a simulation of what the enemy had in store for us. And it's also important to remind ourselves that if and when Trump gets indicted and arrested, and it appears as if all hope is lost, we need to remember that he was invited to run for president to initiate this sting operation by establishing a beachhead in Washington, D.C., and laying the necessary legal groundwork, particularly with his executive orders, to spring this trap on them. And we're not far off from that moment now, folks, I can assure you. Trump was invited to run by the highest levels of the Q team and the highest levels of the military. This alliance put him into position to take all of these slings and arrows, and Trump knew full well what he was getting himself into. And not only that, he knew full well the final details of this plan. He volunteered to be the bait that would draw all of the evil from out of the shadows. This is all scripted, folks. We are currently living through the devolution continuity of government process, with a shadow administration in place due to the digital attack on our electoral process, which was allowed to happen by the White Hats to begin the process of public awakening as their sting operation gradually played out. And you know, as painful as this process has been, there's no doubt that it's been effective in building consensus amongst the people and averting where the cabal was attempting to take us. And that was directly into civil and world war to divide and conquer humanity once again. Unfortunately for the enemy, however, not only are they no longer in control, but they've been increasingly losing this information war as millions of Americans have woken up during this process. And all along, the White Hats have been monitoring the public's reaction to world events and gauging how folks respond to news as scenarios unfold to expose the elite for who they really are. All over the world, governments are in complete chaos. They're collapsing. And this is a trend that is soon going to form into an avalanche. And it's going to be revealed that 98% of our leaders worldwide are members of this cult, and they have had us inside of their grip for generations. And so this is all leading up to the big event, or a series of events that'll bring this drama to a climax. Nobody can say with any certainty whether it's going to be one event, or it's going to be a series of events, or what the sequence is going to be. But regardless, the end game, I do believe, is going to be a nuclear standoff, because it's necessary for Strategic Air Command inside of Cheyenne Mountain, the Q team, to take full command of the military. But before the nuclear standoff occurs, it's very likely, in fact, I think it's a certainty, that we're going to experience a comms blackout. And it's looking increasingly like there's also going to be a major grid failure that the MSM will attempt to attribute to climate change. I mean, you can tell that they're hard at work on this narrative because they've got fake Biden and John Kerry out there beating this drum, telling us they're preparing to take aggressive action to reverse climate change and thereby save the world from what they would have us all believe is the root of all evil, along with MAGA Trump supporters who Biden labeled as domestic violent extremists. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit more detail in a moment. But folks, this is the most complex military sting operation in all of human history. And you can believe me when I tell you that before the light finally shines through, it will appear on the surface as if all hope is lost. We are going into a very dark period. And I'm just being honest with folks about the way I see it. The good news, obviously, is that we're not going to stay there. And we're going to win this war. But this is where we are right now. And just like with an iceberg, what we see on the surface, the surface level, only comprises a fraction of the whole picture. And then once the curtain is drawn back and all of the infiltrators on both sides are exposed, we're going to finally see the big picture. And I believe that we're going to come to discover the roles of individuals like perhaps Michael Flynn, whom I believe has distanced himself from Trump for tactical reasons, were playing a role all along. You see, even though Flynn has come under enormous scrutiny and enormous suspicion and criticism, and I've even questioned him in the past on my show based upon some of the things that Lynn Wood and many others were saying. At this point, I happen to believe that he's playing a vital role as an expert in spycraft. You have to remember who he really is and what his expertise is. He's an expert spook. And I do believe that he's playing this role, and eventually he's going to come forward and he's going to expose all of the illegal black ops within the corrupted elements of the military. Because he's an insider and he knows where all the bodies are buried. And of course, there are many others who have turned and are working for the White Hats. And this is what they mean when they say, enjoy the show. The disclosure process is going to be a spectacle like the world has never seen before. And on the topic of exposure, we can't even have that discussion without mentioning the three-letter agencies and the corruption that is continuing to surface on a daily basis now since the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Now, it turns out that the DOJ is concealing even more incriminating information about their collusion with left-wing groups to run these quote-unquote voter access schemes in an attempt to steal the midterm elections. Now that so many of their own methods have been exposed thanks to 2,000 Mules and the efforts of patriots out there like us who have continued to shed light on how they commit these crimes and spread the truth. So the DOJ just continues to discredit itself in the public eye, along, of course, with the FBI. And by the way, as a result of John Durham's latest legal motions, we found out that Danchenko, who was one of the principal sources for the Steele dossier, was hired as a confidential human source in the aftermath of the Mueller investigation witch hunt so that the Bureau could cover their tracks and avoid exposing their corruption. And on top of that, the FBI is also refusing to release the details of their relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, who very interestingly had a painting in his home of George W. Bush sitting on the floor with paper airplanes next to two collapsed Jenga towers. I mentioned icebergs a moment ago, folks. Beneath the surface, the criminality and the corruption runs deeper than we can possibly imagine. And it's all being exposed by the efforts of the Patriot Movement. So this is why Department of Homeland Security Chief Mayorkas came out and underscored fake Biden's comments that MAGA Trump supporters are domestic violent extremists. They're setting the stage for a major false flag that'll be blamed on us to justify the targeting of the Patriot community. Oh, and by the way, Mayorkas pledged $77 million to combat this issue. So who out there is going to tell me that that's not some kind of calm from the good guys letting us know who's in control? Folks, in the end, regardless of what the enemy has planned, they're going to end up hoisted on their own petard, as Juan says. This is going to be the most epic reversal event in all of human history. It is going to be biblical. The walls are closing in on them, folks, quite simply because the truth is flooding out from every angle, particularly with regard to the election theft and revelations about COVID. And on that topic, it's absolutely stunning when you look at the latest information coming out about these white fibrous clots that aren't even actual blood clots. And of course, there have been many real doctors who have come out and revealed that these growths are unlike anything they've ever seen before and that typical blood thinners don't even work. And of course, the reason for that is because they're not blood clots in the traditional sense. These growths are the result of the deadly bioweapon, an AI, nanotech, graphene, spike protein death cocktail that's masquerading as a vaccine, which is continuing to kill people as we speak, to such an extent that it's even evident when you do a Google search for sudden death. If you Google that term, quote unquote, sudden death, in 2020, there were 46.6 million results. In 2021, it jumped to 73.6 million results. And in 2022, it skyrocketed all the way up to 1.06 billion results on Google and counting. So what does that tell you? And the UK just published even more shocking statistics that prove that we are witnessing a genocide. For those who got the jab, 1 in 482 were dead within a month. 1 in 246 were dead within 60 days. And that by May of 2022, 1 in 73 who have gotten the jab have died. Just think about that and let that sink in. The longer this goes on, and the more they vax and boost the public, the more death rates are skyrocketing. But thank goodness, I do believe that we are in the final stages of this nightmare. So while all of this is coming out and everything is unfolding, once again, we have to brace ourselves not only for the uncertainty of what's to come, but also the near certainty of a false flag, perhaps many, in the weeks to come. Because gas prices are starting to rise again. We've been told to expect that they're going to skyrocket in the very near future. The food shortages are beginning to hit. The railway workers are about to go on strike. Illegal immigration is through the roof. The stock market is plummeting. The riot squads are very close to being activated. It's all coming together, folks. And of course, there are many other attack vectors that I didn't even mention. But the white hats are pulling all the strings. And they have countermeasures in place. The ending is not for everybody. We understand that. This is a war. A war by different means. But people are dying. But the reality is, folks, we're here because we made a choice. We live in a free will zone. And we decided that we were going to follow the truth regardless of what it cost us. And that's why we're here. So in these final stages, like I've talked about, the most important thing for us to remember is that we can't take the bait and become violent. This is why they're communicating to us through numbers, to let us know that the white hats are in control, and this is all optics. And in the end, the truth is going to come out, and it's going to absolutely bury the cabal once and for all. And that's why they're being allowed to play their hand. And we've talked about the reasons for the white hat approach many, many times. This had to happen to draw out the evil, to wake up the people. And at this point, to draw out the remaining elements of the cabal and allow the public to witness firsthand and experience their tyranny. But Trump's back in D.C. The Queen's death was announced 17 months after Prince Philip's death, by the way, 911 days since COVID started, and 1776 days since the first Q drop. Oh, and by the way, Biden extended Executive Order 13848 once again. We are witnessing the destruction of the old guard, and we are preparing to pioneer the new world full of abundance, peace, health, and goodwill. We have been blessed as God's chosen. We are His army, and we have collectively changed the world by putting our lives and our honor on the line to stand up for the truth and to protect innocence in a unified cry for justice. We resonate together when we speak of that justice. In fact, it's what brought us together. And we know that justice is coming, and the golden age is going to follow. So hold the line, patriots. The storm is upon us, and God is counting on all of us to be the leaders that we were born to be. Never stop believing in the divine plan. The best is yet to come. All right, everybody. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Please let me know in the comments and leave a like if you did. Remember to subscribe to me on the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. Also, please click the links in the description and subscribe to me on Telegram and Truth Social. Also, please check out patriotunderground.shop. There's a link in the description. Got a bunch of cool items, very reasonably priced. Pick one up and support me financially. Thank you to all the people out there who have already done so. You can also make a monthly pledge on Patreon. And thank you to all my patrons out there. And finally, folks, remember to check out PatriotSwitch.com. This is the most amazing company that you're going to find out there for your personal and household products. They make all their products right here in the United States. They support American families. They support the value system that we talk about on a daily basis. They're everything that you'd want a company to be. So shop with the good guys. Click the link in the description, PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, thank you so much for listening. God bless and Godspeed. I'll be back soon. Patriot out.